we praise you and thank you for giving this day of Sabbath to come here to worship you.
我们慈爱的天父，我们赞美感谢你，让我们今天有圣安息日来这里崇拜你。
Lord, you understand we as mankind we are weak.
我们身为人是软弱的。
So you gave this day to come to rest in your words and in your will.
所以今天我们来到这里来安息在你的话语和你的旨意当中。
And from the beginning, Lord, you created us in your own likeness, in your own image.
从起初你按照你的形象造了我们。
And you built a garden for us to till and to take care of it.
你也创造了伊甸园，让我们能够管理跟享用。
And in this garden where we can hear your voice,
在这个园里，我们可以听见你的声音。
And this garden we can hear you walking in the cool of the day,
在你的园里，我们可以听见你走路的声音。
But because in a time we did not obey your commandment,
但是呢，我们背离了你的诫命。
And we partake the forbidden food that you tell us not to eat,
我们吃了不该吃的果子。
And from that day on, sin has come into the world.
从此以后，罪来到世间。
And because of this sin, you departed from mankind.
因为这样子，你离开了人类。
Today, Lord, we have no hope for eternal life.
我们再也没有永生的盼望。
But Lord, you love us so much.
但是神啊，你爱我们这么的深。
You sent your own begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
你赐了唯一的独生子给我们，死在十架上。
And through Him again, we have the hope for eternal life.
借着他，我们再次拥有永生的盼望。
So you send your Son to shed His blood for us.
所以你差遣你的独生子为我们流出了宝血。
And through baptism, you can wash our sin away.
借着洗礼，你洗净了我们的罪。
So once again, Lord, you give us the hope for eternal life.
主啊，你再次给我们永生的盼望。
And you promise us, you go to prepare a place for us in heaven.
你也应允了我们，你会到那边去预备一个地方给我们。
And then you want to come back to take us with you.
然后你会回来接我们。
Lord, the reason we are here this morning because we want to go to heaven and to be with you.
主啊，今天我们来到这里，因为我们希望在永恒的国度里与你相会。
But many of us we are not ready.
但是我们大部分的人
都还没预备好。That's why we are here to worship you and to honor you and to praise your name.
所以我们来到这里啊，来敬拜你，来瞻仰你的荣美。
Because we understand very clear that on the end days you will come to judge the whole world.
因为我们深深了解到，当末日来的时候，你将来审判世界。
And those who believe in you will be resurrected and enter eternal life.
那些相信你的必要复活，进到永生。
And but those who do not believe in you will be condemned forever eternity.
但是那些不相信你的，将永远受到刑罚。
Lord, every single one of us stand here this morning, we want to be with you.
主啊，我们今天站在这里的，都愿意与你。在一起。
But please help us to understand your will and your judgment.
但是请你帮助我们能够了解你的旨意。
But sometimes it's not easy for us, Lord, to follow your will.
但是很多时候要实行你的旨意并不是那么容易。
Because sometimes the world is so strong and so powerful over us.
因为这世界上的影响是多么的强大。
But nevertheless, you have overcome the world.
但是神啊，你已经胜了世界。
And also you promise us that we also can overcome the world.
你也应允了我们必定要胜了世界。
So we ask you to give us strength and power to overcome the world.
所以请赐给我们力量跟刚强，能够胜过这个世界。
So Lord, this morning we have our friends in the midst of us.
主啊，在我们当中有我们的朋友。
We also want them to know your will.
我们也希望他们能够了解你的旨意。
So we ask you to open their hearts to understand your will.
请开他们的心门，让他们能够了解你的旨意。
And only then that every single one of us here, when you come again, that we have the hope.For eternal life.
唯有这样子，当我们来到你的面前的时候，我们才有永生的盼望。
Even though every single one of us, we must die once.
尽管我们每一个人必须要死一次。
But death is only the beginning of eternal life.
但是死不过是永生的开始。
And death is only the beginning of eternal condemnation.
死也可能是永生的折磨。
But Lord, we are looking forward to be with you.
但是神啊，我们愿意与你在一起。
But without your strength, it's impossible for us to make it through this journey of faith.
但是没有你的力量，我们没有办法过这一个信仰的生活。
So Lord, we ask you to open our hearts.
神啊，所以开我们的心。
For us to follow your will.
让我们能够遵行你的旨意。
So this morning, we give this session into your hands.
所以今天早上我们把这一堂聚会交在你的手中。
May you give the speaker the wisdom to speak according to your will.
愿你赐给讲道的人智慧。
And allow him to speak everything concerning the end days.
能够阐明你的讯息，并且末日的情况。
In this way we pray.
我们这样祷告。
May all the glories and praise be unto your holy name.
愿一切尊贵荣耀归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
And God, please be seated.
感谢神，请坐。
This morning before we invited Pastor Nang to come here to speak about the end days, Let's invite the San Jose Choir to come here to sing for us and praise the name of the Lord.
今天早上赞美还没有请梁传道来证道之前，我们请圣何西诗班来献诗。
San Jose Choir.
God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords is almighty. He is the beginning and the end. He is not only our creator, but also an everlasting father, wonderful counselor, and prince of peace. He created man in his image, and like a father who watches over his children, he allows us to grow up and learn from our mistakes. The Holy Spirit of God dwells within the hearts of those who yearn for him and fills us with the strength and patience to overcome our trials and tribulations. God wanted all of his creations to return to him by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to earth so that all of us may hear the truth of his holy word. And to save all of his believers for thousands of years to come, Jesus Christ died for us so that our sins may be washed away. Such eternal love and compassion are only possible from an almighty God.
神，万王之王，万主之主的神，是全能的神。他是初，他是终。他不仅是我们的创造者，他也是永远的父，奇妙的测试，和平的君王。他按着自己的形象造人，像个父亲一般看顾自己的孩子。他是我们成长，让我们自己从错误中学习。神的圣灵要居住在那些渴慕他的人的心里，且要充满我们，使我们有能力、有耐心来胜过试炼和苦难。为了要所有他所创造的人归向他，他差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，所以我们可以听到他的真道。为了要拯救那几千年后所有相信他的信徒，耶稣基督死了，而我们的罪得以洁净。如此永恒的爱及怜悯，只有来自全能的神。
Thank you.
稣圣灵正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I testify.
欢迎诸位朋友今天早上跟我们一起来聚会。
We welcome all friends and relatives who are here today for our service.
在过去的几天晚上里面聚会我们都一直在分享主耶稣的爱。
In the past few evenings, we have shared with you the love of God.
神的爱具体的表现就是耶稣。
The concrete manifestation of God's love is through Jesus Christ.
耶稣来世界上最大的爱就是为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And the greatest love of our Lord Jesus Christ is shown when he died on the cross for us in this world.
要把我们从罪里面赎出来。
He redeemed us from sins.
在我们还没有信耶稣以前，
Before we believe in our Lord,
我们是属恶者魔鬼。
We belong to Satan, the evil one.
因为我们犯罪。
Because we have sinned.
但是当我们信了耶稣，
But when we believe in our Lord Jesus,
我们就迁到爱子的国度，就是属于主耶稣。
We are being brought into the kingdom of his sons, which is his kingdom.
那这个代价就是主耶稣的宝血。
And the price for this redemption is his precious blood.
借着他的血，我们的罪可以洁净。
Through his blood, our sins are forgiven.
但是神的另外一个特色就是神的公义。
But the other side of God is that he is also just.
那这个神的公义有时候在现在表现，有时候要将来表现。
God's justice will be shown both in the present and in the future.
有的人觉得我很难信神。
Some people feel that they have a hard time believing in God.
为什么？
Why is that?
如果有神，
If there's God,
为什么好像好的人没有好的报应？
Why is it that the good people don't have blessings.
那如果有神，为什么恶人没有恶的回报？
And why is it that the wicked go unpunished?
如果有神，神在哪里？
If there's God, where is he?
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
神的公义要在最后显明。
God's justice will be manifested in the last day.
就是在他最后的审判。
Which is in his judgment.
但是在神最后的审判之前，
But before his judgment,
圣经记载有一天非常可怕，叫世界的末日。
The Bible says there will be the last day, which is the dreadful day of this world.
如果我们相信神，我们一定会相信圣经。
If we believe in God, we have to believe in the Bible.
因为圣经是神的话。
For the Bible is the word of God.
那圣经的存在就让我们知道有神。
The existence of the Bible allows us to realize that God does exist.
因为圣经里面有很多的预言。
There are many prophecies in the Bible.
所谓预言就是对预来的事情，神借着人把它写下。
Prophecies are statements written down through the inspiration of God to foretell the future.
但是时间到了就完全照这样应验。
And when time comes, these prophecies will be fulfilled.
圣经里面有很多的预言。
There are many, many prophecies in the Bible.
全部都应验。
All of these prophecies have been or are being fulfilled.
但是圣经里面有一个，只有一个预言到现在还没有实现。
But there is only one prophecy that has yet to be fulfilled.
那个预言就是耶稣再临。
And that prophecy is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你想我们现在在算日的都是用公元几年在算。
We use our modern day calendar to track our time.
就是表示说耶稣第一次来世界差不多已经过了2000年。
So, in other words, our Lord Jesus Christ has come to, was in this world about 2000 years ago.
那他在世界上差不多过了33年。
He was in this world for 33 years.
他的生命可以说很短。
His life was short.
但是33年的生活里面他影响力很大。
But for 33 years, he had a huge impact in this world.
如果我们读英文圣经有的英文圣经把耶稣讲过的话用红字把它打出来。
If you read the red letter edition of the English Bible, you'll find the words of Jesus in red.
我们把所有耶稣讲过的话来算大概只有几百句而已。
There are only several hundred statements that Jesus made.
他讲的话比孔子写的那个《论语》还小。
Jesus spoke fewer words than the Analects of Confucius.
但是这个主耶稣讲的话就是真理。
But the words Jesus speaks are the truth.
就是道路。
The way.
就是我们要得救的一个方法。
The means through which we will gain our salvation.
那主耶稣讲的话里面呢，他有提到世界末日。
In Jesus' words, he mentioned the last day.
就是他要第二次从天上再来。
Which is how he will come the second time.
这次非常的可怕。
And this is going to be a dreadful day.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
第三节。
Verse
3. 24章第三节。
Matthew 24, verse 3.
耶稣在橄榄山坐着，门徒暗暗的来说，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临跟世界的末了有什么预兆？
As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
这里门徒问耶稣说，你再临有什么预兆？
The disciples asked him, what will be the sign of your coming?
24章大概从第四节开始。
Starting in verse 4.
一直到第三十一节。
To verse 31.
就是在讲主耶稣再来的预兆跟他再来所会发生的事情。
We see the signs of his coming and what will happen to the world when he comes.
主耶稣再来的预兆可以分作三点。
There are three major points about Jesus coming.
第一点。
First of all.
就是天灾人祸的显明。
There will be natural disasters and human calamities.
从第六节开始。
Starting from verse 6.
我们看这个第六节。
Verse 6.
你们要听见打战的风声总不要惊慌，这事是必有的，只是末期还没有来到。第七节
,7.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震。第八节
,8.
这一些都是灾难的起头。这里讲灾难的起头从这个天然的灾祸开始，人祸大战开始。
Verse 8 tells us all these are the beginning of birth pains, which include natural disasters and human issues.
这里说民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
Here says, nation will rise against nation.
真的我们现在看了很多国家都有内战。
There are many civil wars in many countries today.
连最强盛的美国也卷到伊拉克的战争里面。
Even we as a superpower of the world is involved in the Iraqi war.
这不是结束，这只是开始。
But this is not the end, but only the beginning.
照着圣经讲，这个战争会越来越多。
According to the Bible, these wars will happen more frequently.
这是一个预兆。
These are signs.
那再来就是有很多的天灾。
There will also be many natural disasters.
我们看以前东南亚发生过的海啸。
For instance, the tsunami.
或者很多地方的地震。
Or earthquakes.
或者瘟疫。
Or plagues.
或传染病。
Pestilences.
这个照圣经的预言会越来越厉害。
All these things will be more rampant in the last day.
要让人知道这个日子已经快到了。
And by all these signs, God allows us to know that the day is coming.
所以如果我们看到天灾人祸的发生，不要意外，圣经早就这样讲。
So do not be alarmed when you see all these wars and calamities, for all these things have been prophesied in the Bible a long time ago.
这是第一个预兆。
This is the first sign.
那第二个预兆。
The second sign.
要从第十节。
It's in verse 10.
一直到十二节。
Verse 12.
那时有许多跌倒，要彼此陷害，被人恨恶。十一节。
11.
有好些假先知起来迷惑人。十二节。
12.
不法事事情增多，人的爱心才渐渐冷淡。这里在讲人类的道德开始往下掉。
The morality of human beings, dwindles as days go by.
这个是世界末了之前的一个预兆。
And this is a sign of the last day.
在提摩太后书里面。
In 2 Timothy,
我们看第三章提摩太后书。
Chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
For mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days.
这里讲末世，什么是末世？
What are the last days?
末世就是耶稣再来的那一段期间。
The last days are the period of time before Jesus comes again.
这里说有危险的日子来到。
There will be terrible times in the last days.
我们现在可以想到世界上最危险的日子大概就是核子大战。
The most dreadful moment we can think of is probably a nuclear war.
现在美国跟苏联的核子弹加起来可以毁灭世界几十次。
All the nuclear weapons combined today can destroy the Earth many, many times over.
人类发明的武器里面没有一个没有用过的。
And none of the weapons that have been invented today have not been used.
所以有一天这个核子武器丢出来是很可怕的一件事情。
So it would be dreadful if all these nuclear weapons were used.
但是最可怕的不是这个。
But that is not the most terrible thing.
比方说如果圣何西的上面丢了两个原子弹下来。
For instance, if two nuclear warheads were to explode in the mid-air of the San Jose area,
不要几秒钟每一个人都化成灰了。
Within a few seconds, we all turn into ashes.
你再丢十个下来也没有关系，因为你变成灰了。
It doesn't matter how many additional warheads are here because you are already dead and in ashes.
我们的自我已经肉体已经不存在了。
Because your physical body is no longer here.
但是在那个核子弹还没有丢下来之前，世界还没有末日之前，最可怕的是什么？
But what is the most dreadful thing before even this imaginary situation occurs?
是道德的堕落。
It is the decline of our morality.
那这个道德的堕落就是魔鬼的工作。
The decline of morality is the work of Satan.
你知道当初神造亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面。
Initially, God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
魔鬼怎么让亚当跟夏娃离开神？
How did Satan lure Adam and Eve to go away from God?
就是引诱他犯罪。
Satan lured them into sin.
那魔鬼就成功了。
And Satan succeeded.
今天主耶稣要救很多的人进到他的国里面。
Today, our Lord Jesus wants to save many, many people into his kingdom.
但是魔鬼不愿意人得救。
But Satan is unwilling that all be saved.
那魔鬼要怎么做呢？
So what would Satan do?
以前啊，这个魔鬼就会显给人看，你要信耶稣，他显给你看。
Previously, Satan would appear before people who want to believe in Jesus and scare them.
所以有的人要来信耶稣，魔鬼就是压他。
So, for instance, some people who want to believe in Jesus will be choked by Satan.
那所以人就不敢信耶稣了。
And these people will be afraid to believe in Jesus.
不信没有事情，我一信魔鬼来找我。
Why is it that when I didn't believe in Jesus, nothing happened, but now that I do, everything happens to me?
那现在这个不管用了。
But this trick no longer works.
因为我们一看到魔鬼的工作，我们更会想要靠神把魔鬼赶走。
Because the more we see the manifested work of Satan, the more we want to rely on God.
现在魔鬼的工作就是借着道德的堕落引诱人犯罪。
These days, Satan used the decline of morality to lure people into sin.
让人继续活在罪里面。
So that all people will fall in the bondage of sin.
只要我们犯罪活在罪里面，我们就跟神的救恩没有份。
As long as we are in the bondage of sin, we will have no part in Jesus' salvation.
所以现在末世危险的日子，最可怕的是道德一直往下掉。
So the most dreadful thing today is the declining standard of morality.
那你如果从第二节一直读到第五节
，from verse 2 to 5,
你就发现这个就是在描写我们现在的世代。
You realize that this is a description of our age today.
第二节。
Verse 2.
人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。第三节。
3.
无亲情，不解怨，套说谗言，不能制约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。第四节。
4.
卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。第五节。
5.
有敬虔的外貌，比敬虔的实意。这个每一句话我们如果深入解释的话，就是发生在现在的社会里面。
If you delve into each of these aspects described here, you'll find that it is an exact replica of what is happening today.
我现在举几个例子来看社会道德的败坏。
Let me raise a few examples to illustrate how our declining standard of morality is affecting us today.
第一个是同性恋的合法化。
First of all is the legalization of homosexuality.
从圣经看起来
From the Bible.
同性恋是违反神创造人的本性。
We realize that homosexuality goes against the creation of God.
从旧约到新约，同性恋都是罪。
From the Old to the New Testament, homosexuality has always been a sin.
但是现在渐渐的趋向变成你不能说同性恋是罪。
But the trend or the PC thing to say is that homosexuality is not a sin.
如果你说同性恋就是罪，你就是歧视，你有罪。
If you say that homosexuality is sin, then you are discriminating and you sin.
但是更可怕的是，现在基督教界里面，连同性恋的人也开始当牧师。
Unfortunately, even in Christendom today, even gays become pastors.
啊，以前我们在这个伯恩教会跟其他教会买会堂。
Our Bowen Park Church purchased a church building from another church.
那会堂他交给我们之前，这个牧师邀请我们跟他聚餐一次。
Before we closed escrow, the pastor of the other church invited us to have a meal.
那牧师坐在我面前。
The pastor sat right opposite me.
我问他说，这个教会以前是做什么用的？
And I asked him, what was this church building used for before?
他说，这个教会以前是提供给这个社区同性恋人聚会。
And he said, this church is used as a premise for an assembly of gays and lesbians in the community.
然后他就开始引用圣经在解释同性恋也是对的。
Then he began to rationalize the legality of homosexuality through the Bible.
我可以很清楚地了解，他是要解释圣经来符合他的需要。
I can clearly understand that he is using the Bible to justify what he has done.
最后我问他一个问题。
Finally, I ask him a question.
你不需要回答。
You don't have to answer, I said.
你是不是同性恋者？
Are you gay?
他想了一段子，他说，对，我是。
He hesitated for a while and said, yes.
宗教是维护道德的一个主要力量。
Religion, is the bulwark of, morality.
如果宗教也被社会同化，请问道德在哪里？
If religion is assimilated into worldly standards, then where is our morality?
几年前这个一个教派，主流教派在巴提摩开全国代表大会。
Several, years ago, there was an interdenominational, meeting in Baltimore.
他们成立一个小组要把第七戒拿掉。
They established a committee to discuss the abolition of the seventh commandment.
第七戒是什么？
What is the seventh commandment?
可以犯奸。
Do not commit adultery.
这一戒拿掉。
They want to abolish this commandment.
而且这不是一个主流教派，这是很多主流教派都这样做。
This is not the proposal from one church, but an interdenominational committee.
因为这一戒没有办法讲。
Because this commandment can never be preached on the pulpit.
如果教会讲这一戒，
if the church preaches this commandment,
只有一个两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
第一个，信徒觉得罪恶感很深，跑光了，你教会要关了。
First of all, the church members will feel so guilty that they will all leave the church and you can close down the church.
第二个，如果信徒不走，牧师要走。
Secondly, if the congregation doesn't leave, the pastor will.
所以现在第七戒没有办法讲。
That is why people don't talk about the seventh commandment.
但是请问当初神用硫磺火毁灭索多玛是为什么？
But let me ask you, why did God destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah?
第一个就是暴力。
The first is violence.
第二个就是淫乱。
Second is sexual immorality.
所以如果基督教主流教会没有办法维持第七戒。
So if the mainstream churches today cannot uphold the seventh commandment.
请问道德在哪里？
Let me ask you, where is our morality?
所以整个世界末了一个很大的倾向就是世界的道德一直往下掉。
So the trend of the society today is that there is a huge decline in morality.
今天做基督徒的困难不在乎有人拿着枪拿着刀，你要不要信我把你打死。
Today our difficulty in being a Christian is not so much someone pointing a gun at you.
今天做基督徒的困难在哪里？
Where is our difficulty as a Christian today?
我要坚持圣经的原则。
It is to uphold the principles of the Bible.
对就是对。
We should acknowledge what is right as right and what is wrong as wrong.
但是你会发现你变成少数。
But you are the minority.
你变成孤单。
You are segregated.
你变成被排斥。
You are ostracized.
所以不对的变成多数，就讲变成正常。
So what is proposed or accepted by the majority becomes the norm.
那这个对的变成少数，就变成好像不正常。
And what is right that's being supported by the minority becomes abnormal.
这是可怕的。
This is dreadful.
这个是圣经讲世界末日的前兆。
But these are the signs of his coming.
就是道德的堕落。
Which is the decline of morality.
那我们再看这个第三章，提摩太后书第三章。
Let's continue with 2 Timothy chapter 3.
这里说第五节
,verse 5,
有敬虔的外貌，避了敬虔的实意。
Having a form of godliness, but denying its power.
什么叫敬虔的外貌？
What is the form of godliness?
就是到教会来敬拜神。
It could mean coming to church for service.
什么是敬虔的实意？
What does it mean denying its power?
就是把信仰的本质在生活中活出来。
To acknowledge the power of godliness is to live out this godliness in your life.
十条诫命，这是神用手指头写的。
The Ten Commandments are written by God's fingers.
但是现在十条诫命变十条建议。
But today, the Ten Commandments become Ten Suggestions.
什么是建议？
What are these suggestions?
这个讲给你听，那你做参考吧。
All these things are for your reference, and it's up to you whether you want to keep them or not.
哪一条你觉得方便，你就守。
Whatever is expedient to you, you just keep them.
哪一条你不方便，你就不要守。
Whatever poses any inconvenience, you don't keep them.
所以你守不守是你以你做中心。
So you are the center, or you determine which commandments you want to keep.
但是什么是信仰的实质？
But what is the essence of our faith?
实质就是你接受那个最伟大的神做你生命的主宰。
The essence of our faith is the acceptance of this Almighty God into our heart.
你把你的主权交给他。
You give up your sovereignty to God.
他认为对的，你要去做。
And you do whatever he thinks is right.
所以四条诫命，这是诫命，含有权柄的命令。
So these Ten Commandments carries authority and power.
那在四条诫命之下，
Under these Ten Commandments,
我们差不多天天犯罪。
We sin.
所以这个时代的可怕。
That is why the dreadful thing about this life
是道德的堕落已经进到基督教界里面了。
Is that the decline of morality has entered even into Christendom.
这是第二个世界末日的前兆。
This is the second sign of his coming.
好，我们再看创世纪的马太福音二十四章。
Let's return to Matthew chapter 24.
二十四章的二十三节。
24 verse 23.
二十三节一直到二十六节
to verse 26,
说那时有人对你们说基督在这里或基督在那里，你们不要信。二十四节
24,
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大奇事，倘若能行连选民也迷惑。这一段圣经告诉我们末世再来之前的一个前兆，就是宗教的混乱。
Another sign of his coming is the confusion in religion.
就在美国你如果在曼哈顿站十分钟，你可以看全世界各国的人。
If you were to stand in Manhattan, one of the streets in Manhattan, you'll see all kinds of people from the world.
但是在美国，你也可以接触到各种不同的宗教。
And also in the States, you can experience or get into exposure different faith and beliefs.
让你不知道哪一个才是真的拜道神。
And you are so puzzled as to which one you should follow.
因为每一个宗教都有它吸引人的地方。
Each religion has its own appeal.
所以到最后人的信仰变成不是绝对的，是相对的。
And that is why people's beliefs are relative and not absolute.
特别在基督教界里面。
Especially in Christendom.
这里说有假先知假基督起来。
The verse tells us that there will be false prophets and antichrist.
那显大神迹大奇事，连选民也受迷惑。
And even those who are chosen are deceived.
所以一个信仰是不是对，应该是回到圣经来看。
So whether or not a religion or a belief is right, depends on whether it follows the Bible.
我们现在有很多宗教的现象真的会让人迷惑。
There are many confusing things in religion today.
比方说在电视台上你可以看到神医。
For instance, you'll see miracle healers on TV.
这很普遍的。
This is prevalent.
在这电视台上你可以看到所谓圣灵的降临。
And you even see the, allegedly, the downpour of the Holy Spirit on TV.
那得到圣灵会倒下去。
And when these people receive the Holy Spirit, they fall to the ground.
所以很多的这个现象让你知道有一个灵的力量，但是到底是不是神你不知道。
So all these things point to some kind of spiritual power, but you don't know what it is.
所以在这个混乱的这个情况之下，要找一个很纯正、合于圣经、能够让你得救的这个宗教，不简单。
So amidst all these confusion, it is difficult to find this one true, pure religion that we must believe in.
这是魔鬼工作。
This is Satan's work.
所以这一天主耶稣要在这一天既然这个预兆告诉我们这个这一天已经快临近了。
Since our Lord Jesus has given us these signs of his coming, and they are indeed here today, we know he is indeed coming.
请问耶稣再来会发生什么事情?
So when Jesus comes again, what's going to happen?
主耶稣再来,这是一个极其可怕的一天。
It will be a dreadful day.
2001年,这是21世纪开始的第一年。
In 2001, the very first year of this century.
我们人类应该对这个2001年带有新的盼望。
We were supposed to have a great hope for this new era.
但是如果你看2001年统计世界发生的大事第一条是什么?
But if you were to look into the chronology of 2001 and what is the first major event that happened?
第一条发生在911.
The very first one is 9/11.
我还记得那一天啊，有一个姐妹打电话给我叫我看电视。
I still remember on that day, a sister called me up and wanted me to watch theWatch the TV.
大概在九点多钟。
It was about 9-ish.
我打开电视就看到这个一个世贸大楼一边在烧。
I turned on the TV and saw one of the Twin Towers on fire.
过了不多久，第二架飞机撞上去了。
Not too long after, the second plane hit the second tower.
看起来好像在看电影。
And I thought I was watching a movie.
但是实在的。
But that was real.
那等一下你就看到两个大楼好像坐下去这样就下去垮了。
Then not long after, the two towers collapsed.
然后你可以看到人在那里从这个台上从这个最高的上面跳下来。
And I saw people, jumping off the towers.
然后火烧太热了他受不了他知道跳下去会死但是跳下去还比被火烧烧死好。
The fire was so fierce that they would rather jump than to suffer the pain of being burned by fire.
这一天给美国一个很大的震撼。
That was a wake-up call for all of us.
因为美国的历史从来没有发生过这个事情。
Because this has never happened in the history of our country.
虽然那个预兆已经一直出来，但是因为从来没有发生过，人不会想到这个会发生。
Even though the signs of its coming have been happening, and yet this is a wake-up call for all of us.
比方说，有的人去驾飞机，他也不学起飞，也不学降落，就学会转弯。
Just imagine some of the pilots who are going through training, don't want to be trainedhow to take off or how to get a plane down to the ground, but only how to turn.
这个就很奇怪啊。
This is very strange.
这个就是一种前兆。
This is a sign.
但是没有人把这个跟将来会发生这个911的事情连在一起想。
But for some reason, nobody associated, all these pilots in training with 9/11.
但是现在已经发生了。
But now that it had already happened.
所以你看现在所有的机场这个安全措施做得非常的严谨。
We see that airport security is extremely tight.
因为我们要避免第二次的发生。
Because we want to prevent its recurrence.
那这个世界末日也是一样。
Likewise, with his second coming.
圣经已经很清楚告诉我们世界会末日。
The Bible already tells us that the world will come to an end.
而且这个预兆已经很靠近了。
And the sign is very clear.
但是因为这一天从来没有发生过。
But because this day has not yet happened.
所以我们人就从来不会很认真去想这一天会发生。
We're really pretty oblivious of what's going to happen.
但是问题在哪里?
What is the problem?
如果这一天发生,
if that day comes,
请问那怎么办?
Let me ask you, what are you going to do?
这个是我们要仔细去想。
This is something we should think about.
会不会发生?
Will it happen?
一定会发生。
It will definitely happen.
什么时候发生?
When will it happen?
我不知道。
I don't know.
在哪一天我们不知道。
We don't know when it will happen.
但是预兆已经出来了。
But the signs are here.
如果你看到满天乌云密布。
If you see that there are dark clouds looming in the sky.
你就知道大雨要降下。
You know that rain is going to pour.
但是你没有办法讲得很清楚说是几点几分这个你不知道。
And obviously you can't forecast.To the hour or to the minute when it will happen.
但是你知道它马上会下来。
But you know that it's coming soon. It's a minute.
耶稣什么时候再临?
So when will Jesus come?
那一天没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
但是那个预兆已经很清楚了。
But the signs are clear.
所以这个就给我们一个提醒。
And this is a great reminder for all
of us. 因为这一天来到比911是更可怕的。
For when that day comes, it will be way more dreadful than 9/11.
911只是两架飞机撞上两个高楼。
9/11, only two planes crashed into two buildings.
死了几千人。
Several thousand died.
但是耶稣再来那一天。
But when Jesus comes again.
你看圣经怎么描写。
Let's see how the Bible describes it.
马太24章。
Matthew 24.
29节
Verse 29
说那些日子灾难一过去日头就要变黑月亮也不放光众星天上要堕落天势都要震动30节
30
那时人子的兆头要显在地上地上万族都要哀哭他们要看到人子有能力大荣耀降着天上云降我们看这一天有多可怕
See how dreadful this day is
哦、说要有地要有大震动
There will be earthquake、
啊、震动到连那个天啊星星太阳全部掉下来
The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken、
啊、整个地上就变成黑的
This world will become dark
那启示录里面讲要把这个山啊震到海的中央去
And Revelation tells us that all the mountains will be shaken into the sea
那一天是非常非常的可怕
That would be an extremely dreadful day.
是人类历史从来没有经验过的一次。
It is unprecedented.、
哦、圣经里面说
The Bible says,
人要哀哭捶胸顿足。
We would gnash our teeth,、哦、we would beat our bodies,、哦、and we would stomp our feet.
连地有洞也要钻下去。
And we will hide into any crevices in this, on the floor.
因为那一天主耶稣要带着荣耀带着威严降到这个地上来
Because on that day, our Lord Jesus Christ will come again in all his glory.
但是当那一天来到接着世界要被火消消灭
But when he comes, he will burn this world.
好我们先来看彼得后书
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
第三章
Chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章
2 Peter chapter 3.
好第十节
Verse 10.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样那一天必有大响声废去有行之的都要被烈火消化地和其上都要烧尽这个地方在讲那一天的大火
On that day there will be great fire、
啊、这个火有多大呢
How large will the fire be
有行之的都要被烈火消化
The elements will be destroyed by fire
你所看得见摸得到全部要用火烧到变成灰
Everything you can see and not see will be burned into ashes.
所以这个叫做世界的末日。
This is the end of the world.、
啊、这一天将要来到。
That day will come.、
啊、那当这一天发生
When that day happens,、
啊、我们发现就有两个事情发生。
Two things.、
啊、第一个就是神的审判。
Will happen. The first is God's judgment.
这是很可怕的一天。
This is a dreadful day.
每一个人要站在神的面前接受审判。
Everyone will have to stand before God's presence and be judged.
神要给你问题，让你回答。
God will ask you questions.
你有机会信耶稣，为什么你不信？
Why is it that you do not believe in me when you still had a chance?
你有机会洗礼，你为什么不洗？
Why is it that you didn't get baptized when you had a chance to?
让我们来回答。
He will ask these questions for us to answer.
所以这天是审判的一天。
That will be the day of judgment.
非常可怕。
That will be a dreadful day.
那这一天也是拯救的一天。
That is, will also be a day of redemption.、
哦、所以在启示录19章里面提到这个羔羊的婚宴。
In Revelation 19,、it describes the banquet of the Lamb.
我们看启示录19章。
Let's turn to Revelation 19.
第七节。
Verse 7.
19章第七节。
Revelation 19 verse 7.
说我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了心腹也自己预备好、啊、第八节
8.
就是蒙恩穿着光明洁白的细麻衣这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义、啊、这里说这一天是婚宴
The wedding of the Lamb
主耶稣要把我们提到天空
Our Lord Jesus will raise us up to heaven.
我们的身体要改变成为灵体。
Our body will be transformed into spiritual bodies.
当然我们在天国跟主耶稣享受筵席。
And we will enjoy this wedding banquet with our Lord Jesus.、
哦、所以将来耶稣再来。
So when Jesus comes again,
只有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
第一个
First,
被神审判进到地狱里面。
We are being judged and thrown into hell.
第二个
Second,
被神拯救进到天国里面。
To be redeemed by our Lord Jesus and enter into the heavenly kingdom.
这一天已经快靠近了。
And this day is imminent.
那我们要怎么办
？What will we do?
好，我们先来看啊，彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
亲爱的弟兄，你们既然盼望这个事，就要殷勤使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然建筑。这个地方彼得在讲，这一天要来到。
Peter tells us that this day will come.
我们盼望有一个新天新地。
And we hope for a new heaven and a new earth.
有义居住在其中。
The home of righteousness.
就是没有罪。
Without sin.
所以这一天神的国实现，那是没有罪的地方。
So when this kingdom is realized, there will be a place without sin.
因此，如果我们要预备这一天再临，我们要解决罪的问题。
So in preparation for this day, we need to resolve this problem of sin.
那怎么解决罪的问题？
How can we resolve this problem of sin?
第一个，
First,
要接受洗礼。
We must receive baptism.
把我们的罪借着耶稣的宝血完全洗干净。
We need to be cleansed of our sins.
那当我们的罪得洗干净之后，神会给我们一个证据，就是他的灵会降在我们身上。
When our sins are cleansed, He will give us the evidence of His abidance, which is the Holy Spirit.
那我们就很有把握，我们可以回到天国去。
Then we are fully assured that we will return to His kingdom.
这是我们第一步。
This is the first step.
相信耶稣，但是要接受洗礼。
Believe in our Lord Jesus and be baptized.
相信是一个预备。
Belief is a preparatory state.
悔改也是一个预备。
And repentance is also a preparation.
但是我们的罪是在洗礼的时候洗干净。
But our sins are forgiven when we are baptized.
那对已经受洗的信徒，
For those of us who have been baptized,
我们就要保守自己圣洁。
We need to be found spotless and blameless.
因为天国是有义居住在其中。
Because the heavenly kingdom is the home of righteousness.
14节，
14.
所以我们盼望这个事就要殷勤，让自己没有玷污，无可指摘。
So then, since we're looking forward to this, we should make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him.
就是一直追求灵性的进步。
We must seek spiritual advancement.
没有玷污就是我们白衣，没有黑点。
We must be spotless.
然后我们就可以安然建筑。
Then we can find peace, be at peace with Him.
我们现在回来看马太24章。
Let's return to Matthew chapter 24.
马太24章。
Matthew 24.
37节。
24:37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
这里讲主耶稣要降临这一天，其实就是挪亚那个日子的重现。
In other words, when Jesus comes again this time, it will be a repetition of what had happened in Noah's time.
那我们就看挪亚的日子到底怎样呢？
So we need to see what happened in Noah's days.
38节。
38.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟。 39节。
39.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去了。这里说啊，洪水来到的时候啊，那个世代的人不知不觉，结果全部都被冲掉了。
For in the days before the flood, people were oblivious and they were eating and drinking and doing all sorts of things.
其实挪亚在造方舟，他也在传警告。
Noah was building the ark on the one hand and preaching warning to these people on the other.
但是为什么这个大水来到的时候，他们不知不觉呢？
But why was it that the people were oblivious of this day?
因为38节就是一个答案。
38 gives us the answer.
那时候人照常吃喝嫁娶。
People were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
圣经说，神是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
The Bible tells us that God will keep us filled and be happy.
所以这本来就是神的恩典。
And this is indeed God's grace.
那神也创造婚姻，让我们结婚。
And God has also instituted marriage so we can enjoy marriage.
但是问题在哪里？
But what is the problem?
如果我们把生活的中心就是放在吃喝嫁娶，这个就不对。
If the focus of our life is only in eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage,
那我们对属灵的事情就会不知不觉。
Then we are oblivious of the spiritual aspects of our life.
所以当时的人很注重生活上的享受。
That is why in Noah's time, people indulge themselves.
因此对这个挪亚传的警告就没有感觉。
And they were not mindful of the warning that Noah had been preaching.
就忽然来到，没有准备就完了。
And the day came suddenly, and they were all destroyed.
今天我们活在神很丰富的恩典里面。
Today we live in great abundance.
但是我们的注意力要集中在主耶稣的身上。
But we need to focus on Jesus and Him alone.
来做有好好的准备。
We need to prepare ourselves.
迎接主耶稣的再来。
To prepare for His second coming.
那一天将会是我们最喜乐的一天。
And that day will be our most joyful day in life.
因为我们要看到遍满山上的荣耀的神。
Because we will see the glorious God that has been shown on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们要进到那我们从来没有想过那永远的国度里面。
We will enter into the indescribable joy and kingdom.
这个不是故事。
This is not a story.
这是真的会发生。
It's just true.
而且也快要发生。
And it will happen soon.
所以我们要预备主耶稣的再来。
So let us prepare ourselves in preparation for His second coming.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
We sing Him 85.
Let's sing Him 85.
上去85首。
Sing Him 85.